Part of running a fair election is keeping an accurate list of who is eligible to vote. In a lot of states, that's been a difficult task. Take New York. The voting rolls in the state's recent presidential primary suffered a spectacular meltdown. This week, NPR and some member stations are talking about voting as part of our project, A Nation Engaged. Bridget Bergen of member station WNYC explains why what happened in New York is also a national problem.
On a dreary Tuesday afternoon after the chaotic presidential primary, a vocal crowd packed into the City Board of Elections weekly meeting.
Nobody seems to care that their vote was lost.
This is a shameful event in New York City history. Shameful.
I and my brothers and sisters are entitled the right to vote.
That's Lisa Berry, Elliot Crown, and Sandra Ramirez, just some of the voters who showed up to vent. Before the primary, the board purged more than 120,000 voters from its rolls in Brooklyn. Executive Director Michael Ryan admits that was a mistake.
We have, contrary to popular opinion, a transparent process.
Speaking from his City Board of Elections office, Ryan says they're still putting together the pieces.
What we've now located is a disk at the Brooklyn office that contained a listing of all of the individuals that were purged on either June 18th, 2015, or July the 5th, 2015.
That disk is a CD-ROM with two Excel spreadsheets. The election board does need to remove people from the voter rolls for perfectly good reasons all the time. Moves, deaths, other eligibility issues. But on those two dates last year, Ryan says the purges were done incorrectly. Now the board is returning all those voters to the rolls for a federal primary later this month. Still, Ryan says the problem is bigger than this purge.
We can't keep updated lists. It's just impossible to do that.
Impossible? Because the onus is on local election officials to keep their lists accurate. There's no national voter database. Ryan says even sources that are supposed to be reliable, like the Social Security Administration and the U.S. Postal Service, contain errors.
We have a transient metropolis and a transient society in general in the United States. And the boards of elections, not just the New York City Board of Elections, but all over the country, don't have the ability to track people's movements.
A 2012 study by the Pew Center on the States found that 24 million voter registrations were wrong or invalid. That's one in every eight voters across the country. That means lots of voting roll problems. In a system so complicated, breakdowns like these can be an opportunity, says Jonathan Brader. He's with the Brennan Center for Justice, a nonpartisan institute that works on voting issues.
When there are these moments where people are paying attention, that is the time to think about making systemic changes to our election system to make it work.
For now, major changes are not in the works. State and city officials are still trying to figure out what exactly happened in the run-up to the April primary. And the Board of Elections will be tested again soon. New York has three more elections this year. For NPR News, I'm Bridget Bergen in New York.